shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Man, remember last time we were together, the Judaizers. Judaizers was a group of converts out of Jerusalem who, for the most part, followed the Apostle Paul around Asia. And wherever Paul planted churches, the Judaizers would go in behind him and try to discredit the gospel message of grace. And they would bring in the law. And they would say, fine, well and good, grace is it, but you have to also do this, add this to grace, and do this as well, and so forth. So they would add things. They would try to bring people back under the Old Testament law in some way, manner, or form, along with the grace message. Paul preached a pure grace message, and they were trying to bring people back into bondage. And it's that, of course, is why we said the book of Galatians was written, because the Galatian church was being influenced by these characters, and they were going back into things such as circumcision. Remember Acts chapter 15, verse 1, we said that they came to the place where they said that you cannot be saved unless you're circumcised. So there was, they always added something to the grace of God. And whenever that takes place, then you discredit the grace message and say that Christ's sacrifice on the cross was not enough, wasn't sufficient. It's Christ's sacrifice plus some ritual, some tradition, some behavioral modification, something that has to be done in order to make it complete. And that, of course, is not what the gospel teaches. The initial encounter with God, with Jesus Christ, is to be saved by grace. And after that, not as a condition of your salvation, but as a result of your salvation, the fruit of your salvation, people's lives are changed. They grow and they mature, and progressively people are changed, and the fruit of the Spirit is manifested in their lives, and things change. But that's not the condition for salvation, that's the fruit of it. And we separate those two things because that's very important to do so, because Christ did finish the work, did make a complete and total provision of salvation for us that is simply given to us as a gift once we place our faith in what he accomplished for us. So in verse 17 and 18, the Judaizers, these people who were coming in and trying to corrupt the message of the church, and those who were in the church, who were there and who responded to what the Judaizers taught, their converts were always trying to gain or to seek to find someone who would listen to them. Somebody who would sit and listen to them and listen to their side and be sympathetic towards their side, and in reality become poisoned by what they said. Become poisoned against the pure grace message of salvation by grace alone through faith. So they became poisoned by it, and these folks were always looking for people to poison. And it held true even to today's Christianity, modern Christianity. There are still people that are always looking to poison somebody with the things that they say. They're looking for converts. They're looking for people to take their side. They're looking for, and this is where we get the incredible church splits that we've gotten over the past couple of centuries. We mentioned last time there's more than 360 different strains or groupings of Baptist churches, because they're all born out of splits from the previous Baptist church or Baptist group, and that's just the Baptist. It goes on and on. In Pentecostal circles, you have countless church splits of people who are in the church, and then they get a little group of people in the church who agree with them against this group over here, and they disagree against the pastor and so forth, and they go start their own thing, and they break away, and they do their own thing. And you have all these splits because people listen to people who go outside of the Bible and who add things to the Word of God and who pervert the message, and then they get people to come after them. Remember, Paul warned them in Ephesus in Acts chapter 20, that after his departure, people would come in trying to subvert them, and also right from their own midst, people would try to rise up and draw people after themselves and gain an audience and gain a following. And that, of course, would inflate their egos and give them a arrogance that would cause them to divide the church, be divisive, and divide the church and have their own little group going and so forth. And so humility is a great guard against that kind of stuff. Humility is always good for that. But this is what Paul warned. It happened in the first century, and it happens in the 21st century all the time. It's part of our spiritual warfare that we have to deal with, that this takes place. You meet people, we try to evangelize people, and they tell us, yeah, but what about all these different churches? They're always splitting, and they all disagree with each other. It's all part of Satan's strategy to discredit the message. So we have these, and Paul said that there would be folks in the congregation who would be people who would be poisoned. The Judaizers might be in there. Or their converts might be in there, and they are looking for people to listen to them and to poison them. So these are the crowd that you'll find in a church that are disagreeable. This is the disagreeable crowd that you'll find within a local church. And then there's also, with that crowd, there's another group in there that is the get negative crowd. And they're negative about everything. You can never make them happy, no matter what you do. You can give away free cupcakes, they complain about it. There's something wrong. There's crumbs all over the floor. Why do we do this with the crumbs on the floor? And they always have something to gripe about, something to murmur about, something to complain about. They're never, never happy. It's the get negative crowd. And this disagreeable crowd is not somebody who has genuine questions about things. That's fine. We appreciate questions. Questions are how we learn. We've all had questions throughout the years and asked questions and learned things and grew. And we've even had times when we might disagree about something. You know, the pastor may stand up here. Maybe I'll stand up here next week and say that the Antichrist is going to be an alien from outer space. And you'll look at me funny and you'll disagree with me. But that's fine. You should. But you don't believe he's an alien from outer space? Well, but you might, you know, you, there are certain things that come out that people say that you might disagree with. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're talking about somebody who is disagreeable all the time about everything. They don't listen to a sermon that they don't disagree with. Every sermon, they disagree with the sermon. Something in it, there's something wrong with it, there's something that wasn't said right, there's something that wasn't explained right. They're always disagreeing. They have that spirit about them that's very, very disagreeable, and they're always looking for somebody to explain it to. They always want to find some willing listener, some ear, that they can get in the congregation that they can spew their poison into and make that person negative too. You see, I'm disagreeable and I'm negative and I disagree with everything everybody says and so forth, and I want somebody else on my side. So I'm looking for somebody else to poison. I have a critical spirit, I want you to have one. I have a negative spirit, I want you to have one. So you always have these people within a group. You have the crowd that is endlessly venting about something. You ever meet somebody like that? They endlessly vent about their spouse, let's say. What a rotten rat he is. He's a no-good rat. And you can't get around them for 5 seconds, and they're telling you what a rat their husband is. And they're just completely fixated on the fact that they're married to a rat. And they gotta tell you, they're venting constantly, negativity. And those are the kinds of things that Paul would like his listeners in this letter here. He's saying these are the kind of people that you make a mental note, mark them, note who they are, and avoid that. Nobody wants to sit and have coffee with somebody who's going to talk for 45 minutes about what a rat their husband is, or how they disagree with the church about this, 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 and this, and this, or constantly negative, constantly critical, constantly divisive. We're not throwing them out of the church. We're simply saying, I'm not going to find myself locked in a corner after service with this person while they unload on me all of their poison, and then go back next week and have them do it again to me, and then the following week and they find me in the bathroom and they do it again, and every time they get their opportunity they seek me out and they dump more stuff on me. God, the Bible says here, make a mental note of who they are and avoid that. It's not being unkind. It's not being unloving. It's for their own good. You don't want to hear it. And attempts to shut them up perhaps have been tried and not worked. And sometimes we make those attempts, and sometimes it does work. Sometimes you can creatively tell them, you know, I really don't want to go there with you about this anymore. I understand you married a rat, but I don't want to go there anymore with that. And they'll honor that. Other times they roll right over you. And it's, yeah, but he's a rat. And you got to go on and on with it. So you have to make a mental note of something sometimes with folks like that. Mark them and avoid them because they're divisive. And if somebody has a problem with every sermon they listen to, they should be looking for another church. Why stay here? If you've got a problem with every message you listen to, then you're not even called here. Move on. Because why stay and cause trouble if you don't agree with the ministry, if you don't agree with what's been taught, if you've got other things in your mind, then you should move on and not be divisive. I mean, that would be the honorable thing to do. 1 John 2:19, of course, the Apostle John said, they went out from us because they weren't of us. That's fine. You can go. Not everybody is called to the same church. There's all kinds of places to go. Find out where God calls you and go there. But the critical spirit and that kind of stuff, people that poison people with what they say, what comes out of their lips, you need to not be so sentimental towards them and feel like you've got to listen to them because it's not kind if you walk away when they're just spewing out poison all the time. And they're not willing to be corrected because you've tried to stop them, from being negative, critical, divisive, and so forth, but it doesn't work, so you just learn to avoid them. You smile, you nod, you avoid.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1970,